get version basic up. If you were not here or didn't finish what we did in class last time, it is right here in class, if statement program that we did on Tuesday. So if you didn't, in other words, we're going to build on that today. So if you did it, then you got it and you're all set. If you didn't do it, then you should download it so that you have it and can work with it. Okay, so this is the one that we did in class on Tuesday. And I should have listened to my own advice and loaded up Visual Studio. Okay, or listen to Pat's advice. Come on, you can do it. Advisement is starting. If you are in networking, you can talk to Janelle or whoever your advisor was. But if you have questions, talk to Janelle. If you're in programming, talk to me. Even if I wasn't assigned as your advisor, if you're in programming, it's good to run it by me because we were basically, the schedule has you taking this course in the fall. So if you're taking it in the spring, it can end up where we have to do some kind of interesting things. So if you run into problems, let me know. Game, you should be seeing Raymond. Basically, I'm waiting for this to come up, and it did. But anyway, you can run anything by me, and usually I can figure it out. Although occasionally I give lousy advice. Usually it's fairly good. Okay, no, I thought I was done. Loading components. So if you have questions, you can also email me, even as I said, even if somebody else has been assigned as your advisor. I usually end up advising more people that aren't on my list than are on my list, so it can go either way. Okay, we're going to open this. We really are.
And in about next week.
Yeah.
Just open up Visual Studio. That's all we're doing right now.
I thought maybe if I didn't look, it would open faster. I don't believe this.
Start.
That was Luke Wilde that we were doing, right?
That was what?
Microsoft Luke Wilde? 2012?
No, the one that we wrote in class.
Let's go to this purple one right here. There you go.
I don't know what you called it, but the loupoir was one of my examples.
Oh, that's right.
Now, are we going to finally let me open? Yes, maybe. In class, if statement is what I called it. I don't know what you called it.
April 14th?
That's right. I think we did call it April 14th, but I finished it. Okay, so there is the program, and here is my form. Good Lord. Eventually. Yeah, no, at home it comes up very fast. Okay, so I set up, and I actually put in the labels, which I told you you didn't have to do. But I set up the code, and I've got a place for two numbers, okay? And then I set up a button, and I set up an area to have an answer in, okay? And what I had said to you was that I wanted you to do this statement. I wanted you to set it up where you said, if the answer is A and either of two other things. So the flowchart would be, I want the code to be A. And if it is A, then I want number one to be greater than 10, and if it is, then I am going to write out whatever I just did there. I'm going to write out yes. If it's not, then I have another chance. And that is number two greater than 100. And if that is true, then again, it's a yes. So it has to be A. And as long as it's A, I now have two chances to get the yes. One is number one greater than 10? And the other is number two greater than 100? Okay, and we've looked at these flow charts before. If the answer to that is no, then I'm going to put out no. Okay, so if the code is A, but neither of the other two things are true, then it's a no. Yeah.
You have two Y's around number one is greater
than 10.
There you go.
Okay. So, if number one is greater than 10, I print out a yes. If it's not, I go to my second chance. Is number two greater than 100? If it is, I print out a yes. If not, I've run out of chances, so I put out a no. And what do I do if the code is not A?
You're going to print out.
What?
No.
No. Okay. If the code is an A, I'm done. Because I said the code had to be A. So if the code isn't A, I'm done. So that's my flowchart for this. And if you remember back, we're saying if text code equals A and as soon as you hear the word either, you know that means put the whole thing in parentheses. Because I'm saying either of those two things. So that whole thing goes in parentheses. Now I am taking in text number one from the form. And on the form, it is stored as string. So the safest way to do this is to do a conversion and make sure it's a number. So I say C-I-N-T, and I convert it, and I test for greater than 10. Yeah. Or C-I-N, convert text number 2, and test and see if it's greater than 100. So I'm saying the code had to be A and either of the other two things. Okay, so this is the way that I write it. Alternatively, I could have written this as a series of if statements. Okay? So this is one way I can write it. If I go back to my form and I put on another button and I'm going to call that, let's see, I'm going to call that button check again. Okay, so I called that button check again. And on the button in the text, I am putting check again. Okay. And so now when I go in and double click on this, it brings up a empty area and I can write if text code dot text equals A. Then what do I want to do? I want to ask the next question, which is if C-I-N-T text number 1 dot text is greater than 10, and if it is, then I want to say text answer dot text equals yes. So I can write these out, and if you remember the flowchart, this goes with the flowchart. if the code equals A, then I go over to the next place and I ask, is the text number 1 greater than 10? If the answer is no, it's not, then I have another chance. And so I can write it this way. And ask if this one is greater than 100. And if it is, then I say text answer.text equals yes again. Else, I've run out of chances, so text answer.text equals no. And what did I just do?
There you go.
Equals no. And then that's my end if. And down here, notice my ifs. Before I've got one more thing I've got to put in. But notice this end if goes with that. That end if goes with that. I still have to write another no in here. And so I'm going to put it at the bottom. After those two end ifs, I'm going to say else. And notice that Visual Basic does a very nice thing for you, and that is that it indents for you. Okay? So that's the way I could have written it if I wanted to write them as separate things. I ask, is it A? I ask, is it greater than 10? Is number 1 greater than 10? And if it is, I say yes. Those are the top 3 lines up there. Then the 4th line has an else. And there's the 4th line, else. And then I ask, is 2 greater than 100? And if it is, it is yes. If it's not, it is no. And then I have that end if. These circles are closed end ifs. So that end if. Over here I put the no, and I have my message no. And I come down, and there's my third end if. And this is not the same, that different from writing it in JavaScript, except that in JavaScript I don't have end ifs, I have curly braces. But this really works a lot like it worked in JavaScript. Any questions? Okay. I want you to add 2 buttons to this. Or actually, we should go and run it and make sure I typed everything correctly. I wanted to make those lowercase since I made uppercase at the top. Okay, so I'm going to start. Come on. You can do it. And I'm putting in an A. And for some reason, one of these pens is going berserk over here. Okay. So now I need to close the ink layer. Okay. So if I put 12, which is greater than 10, and 12 again, and say check again, I get a yes. Because I said if the code is A, it is. Is number 1 greater than 10? Yes, it is. So I put out yes. Right? Would somebody look like I'm making sense? Thank you. Could I have 2 people look like I'm making sense?
You make plenty of sense.
Okay. And if I change this and make this a 7, what am I going to get? No. And if I change this and make it 112, what am I going to get?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And if I change A and make it a B, what am I going to get? No. Okay. All right. Your assignment, whether or not you choose to accept it, is to continue with this. So I said, using this program, add another button that will test for code equal to X and a total of number one and number two greater than 100. Write the word OK if the criteria is met and the word check if the criteria is not. So basically, I want you to spend some time now going through and doing number two, and then number one, and then number two. They both mean adding buttons to this.
Are we supposed to put the button that you just put in?
If you want to, you can, but you don't have to. Okay? So you're going to go in, and you're going to do these problems. The third problem is a debugging problem. So you're going to open up that program and debug it. And then the fourth and the fifth you're going to write on your own. And I don't expect you to get them all today. Those are homework assignments. But I think we can get through the several of them today. And if you know what you're doing, you can get your homework all done. I was just showing you that this could be written as a compound or as a simple if statement. It can be written both ways, as compound or simple if. Okay? So now you're basically getting to work and going to do these. And that's what Pat and I are here for, to help. So, get to work.